Woo! Hello. Hello, WGXC listeners. And welcome to Live By Life. I'm Michael.
I'm Kelly.
I'm John.
And I'm Rachel. Check it out.
Baseball. Woo-hoo.
Baseball. Shake it,
shake it, shake it out. If you don't win, it's a shame. One, two,
three. Three strikes and you're out in the all-ball game.
Yes. Well, mid-September here, and we were talking the other day about our favorite, not only our favorite sports, well, baseball teams, but also about songs and movies that we like that are baseball themed. And so, that's the classic one to start with. Yeah.
It's so hard to think though, what's my favorite.
Which is your favorite?
Well, it's so hard to say.
You mean song or baseball movie?
Either the baseball movie and a baseball song. How can I pick a favorite movie that is part of the song that go with it?
Well, we can talk about that, but let's get a quick update. Now, in here across from me in the Catskill studio, Sean, you are, the viewers can't see, you're wearing a LA Dodgers hat. So you are a big fan, right, of the Dodgers?
Yep.
Yeah, and how are they doing?
They're doing good. They're currently leading the National League.
Yeah, meaning the best record in the National League right now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so we're recording on the 12th of September, but they're the world champions, aren't they?
Okay.
Almost.
Well, I mean from last year?
2020.
Oh, 2020. Yeah. Okay. I'm behind the times. I'm behind the times.
I got one.
So you're rooting for the Dodgers though to win it all?
Yes.
Yeah. And Rachel wants to say pipe in, of course. What do you
know what's my favorite movie.
Oh. What about your team though? Well, let's talk about your team and then the movie.
Yeah, but this is different than baseball.
Okay, meaning this is a baseball film?
No, it's about hockey.
Okay, well, can we hold that for a second? We want to, maybe I'll ask Kelly and then Rachel about the teams, and then we can get into the movies and music. So, you are, which team?
The Marlins.
And the Marlins, as far as I know, are... Yeah, you don't even want to say. You're speechless, right? They're doing pretty, as I hold my nose.
Poorly.
Pretty stinky, pretty bad.
I think they're doing pretty bad, but I hope they come back and eventually do better this year.
Well, maybe next year, right? Should we say better hope for next year, right, Sean?
Yep.
You know, you may want to join... you know, the bandwagon of the LA Dodgers. What do you love? You just have to say, I love it. You can say, I love Florida. Doesn't quite work.
I think I'll change my team. Since the Marlins are so poorly, maybe I'll do the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
I don't know if they're kind of like... They're good, but they may not actually get in the playoffs. Sean, do you know? Are they in the American League now, right? They were in the National League, but...
Yeah, I think they always were in the American League.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah.
Are they doing so-so? They're not terrible, but I don't think they're...
Yeah, probably like so-so.
So-so. This shows you how well-versed we are in keeping up with the standings, but it's all about more favorites than accuracy, right? Sorry, Florida Marlins. Chicago Cubs for me, being a Chicago native, but the Cubs are kind of, they're doing okay, but probably won't make the playoffs. Rachel?
Well, I know everything is mostly about baseball, And yeah. I know there are many baseball movies are really good, so it's so hard to find a baseball movie I like, but I like hockey.
You like hockey, but I thought you were going to talk about Rookie of the Year, the movie.
Yeah, I do love that movie. It's a great movie. Of course, the kid was playing for the Chicago Bears. But I mostly, they're okay, but I'm mostly a New York Yankee fan.
Okay.
But I'm just saying for an example, because I like hockey.
Yes.
And my favorite movie from hockey is The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah. Give it up for The Mighty Ducks.
Yes. Okay. I saw all the movies of The Mighty Ducks. And if I had to pick a song from them,
okay,
it's called "We Are the Champions,
My Friends,"
and we to the winning till the end.
Kelly wants to say something. Go ahead, Kelly.
I think I'll go with instead of the Florida teams. I think I'll shoot for the Yankees.
For the Yankees. Okay, there you go. We are in New York State. I'm not, I actually, for some weird reason, I'm a Jets fan, but I'm not a Yankees or a Mets or a Giants fan. Don't ask me why. Maybe because the Jets haven't won anything in about 55 years, maybe.
You're talking to someone that is a Giants fan. Yeah. Me.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm happy for you.
I'm a Jersey
good
person.
For you over there.
Yeah, because I'm a Jersey girl. I like the New York Giants.
Rachel, I have no idea about this clip here that I'm about to play from the, what's it, Rookie of the Year. You were mentioning this. Okay.
He does the antler.
Yes.
Oh, you can't got me. Up, safe.
I love baseball. We love it. All right. So favorite clip from that film. And you're converted to the Yankees, Kelly. But Sean, I want to play this other clip. So we were talking, sorry, we're just kind of talking randomly. Our favorite baseball teams, our favorite, if there are baseball songs or sports songs, and then favorite baseball films. And Sean, can you set this up as I get the clip ready of this film?
So my favorite movie is The Sandlot.
Sandlot, yeah.
It was made like in the early 90s, but it takes place in the 60s. Just about a kid who play baseball, and the main character is like a new kid who moves into a new town and makes friends with the local like baseball kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up taking like his stepdad's baseball that was like signed by Babe Ruth, and he knocks into like the backyard of the neighbor who has this like big dog.
Okay.
So like the whole movie is trying to get the ball back from the dog there.
Okay. And you mentioned one of your favorite scenes is this fireworks scene where they're on their suburban street, I guess, and there's a whole bunch of fireworks being lit up because it's a night game, right? Yeah. On the 4th of July, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We'll play a little bit. It's got a nice little, whoops. Hold on. There we go.
There was only one night game a year. On the 4th of July, the whole sky would brighten up with fireworks, giving us just enough light for a game. We played our best then, because I guess we all felt like the big leaguers under the lights of some great stadium. Benny felt like that all the time. We all knew he was going to go on to bigger and better games. Because every time we stopped to watch the sky on those nights, like regular kids, he was there to call us back. You see, for us, baseball was a game.
but for Benjamin Franklin,
so now there's fireworks going off as the kids look up in the air. I guess they're around, what, 9, 10, 11 years old?
Yeah, I would say from like maybe 9 to 12. Probably like 12 or 12. Something. Yeah.
Yeah, showing the kids being fascinated with the fireworks. Yeah, I haven't actually seen that film before, but what's how many stars would you give it, Sean?
I'll probably give like 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. Go see Sandlots.
I watched that like 2 or 3 times.
Did you? The Sandlots?
Yes, I did.
Sorry, let me put your mic up. So you would see Sandlots. Have you seen it before, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your rating? What do you say?
Kind of like Sean, 5 out of 5.
Okay. Cool. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Rach.
I saw that movie like 3 times already. And I know what happened to the end.
The dog, use the bathroom.
The dog eats the baseball.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. So say that last part again.
I said I know what happened in the movie, but I know what happened to the ball, the baseball.
Oh, because heads up, if you haven't seen it and you don't want to know the ending, Rachel's going to tell us the ending, right?
Yeah, because when I saw the movie, because the baseball they did have got eaten by a vicious dog, and because they tried to find a way to get it, and they couldn't because this dog ate the baseball.
Okay.
And then the son saw that his dad does baseball and used his dad's baseball to use.
So is that accurate, Sean?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when after the movie was done, they came like professional baseball players.
And that's the end of the story. That's
yeah, they did
a new life. In other words,
after the baseball was gone because the dog ate it, at the end of the movie, they came as baseball players. And they have a picture of them when they were younger.
Okay.
The dog's owner was played by James Earl Jones.
The dog's what? I'm sorry?
The dog's owner.
Oh, the owner. Yeah.
It was played by James Earl Jones.
Well, that's interesting.
The owner owned that dog. He ate the ridiculous baseball and didn't let the kids have it.
Yeah. That interesting because James Earl Jones recently passed, I think, 2 or 3 days ago. So, yeah. Nod to a great actor. He's like 93, so he was in a lot of great films. Okay, so I'm predicting that.
I predict thunder.
I don't want the Dodgers to win it. Sorry, Sean. I do not want the Dodgers to win it. I don't want the Astros to win it. Milwaukee Brewers. I'll root for them. And also, sorry, no Yankees. I'm allergic to the Yankees.
Yeah, so and I'm allergic to my foot.
Okay, well, then your foot should not win it then either. Okay, so we'll see what happens. Kelly, predictions? I guess are you going with the Yankees all the way?
Yes.
Okay, you're going with the Yankees all the way. Now, this song was in a baseball weekly TV show in the 80s, and they played this song. And that's going to close us out. Thanks for listening, WGXC. Live by Life, Camp Hill Hudson Radio Group. every fourth Sunday at 3 o'clock on 90.7 FM.